Hey, and thank you for joining us on The Barefoot Shepherdess. The Barefoot Shepherdess is Mint and Thistle's at least monthly podcast where we talk about homesteading, travel, and photography. My name is Jen, and I'm the shepherdess, photographer, chef, and dreamer in residence here at Mint and Thistle, a small homestead on the edge of a wood in the great white northeast of the United States. In our podcast, we aim to make you laugh a little, think a little, and maybe learn a thing or two. Today's podcast concerns nor'easters, wool-blind sheep, and my desperate longing for spring. I'm not sure what time it is where you are, but where I am, it is 5:11 a.m. Every creature in my house and barn is asleep, even the dogs. Morning is where it's at for me, because my mind is alive and full of ideas, and because I thrive on a little bit of alone time. Because of daylight savings time, it is pitch black outside. When the sun comes up in an hour or two, I'll have a view of an expansive field and about 3 feet of snow wherever I look. Oh yeah, it's the middle of March and we still have a good amount of snow out there. In fact, we're preparing for another nor'easter to hit today. It will be the third one in 2 weeks. So yesterday I battened down the hatches. Here on the homestead, we have to make sure not only the house is cozy and warm, but the barn needs to be prepared for things like power outages or windy gales carrying massive amounts of snow. Even though our sheep are covered in wool, they still can be impacted by the weather. And oh yeah, this reminds me. I convinced my husband to let me buy 5 baby doll Southdown sheep on Sunday. Baby doll Southdown sheep are a heritage breed of sheep. Heritage means old or original in this sense, and often it indicates a breed is quite thrifty in its purposes. Heritage breeds of any animal are typically smaller. Baby doll sheep are no exception. I guess this wouldn't surprise you considering their name. They're only about 2 feet tall at the shoulder, but don't let that fool you. These girls are thick. They're a foot shorter than the rest of our sheep, and if I had to guess from moving them on Sunday, about 75 pounds heavier. So on Sunday, we bought 5. This brings our little flock total to 9. And right now, they're wool blind. It's a little ridiculous, but wool blind means they can't see much when their wool is at its peak. And right now, because they're only 3 weeks away from shearing, they're really shaggy. Because they can't see and because they're in a new place, they still have refused to go into our barn, but I have watched them bump into a couple of trees. The barn is open for them, and it's only about 10 feet from where they've decided to sleep, but still they won't go in it. It concerns me a little bit with the weather coming in, but being the thrifty breed they're supposed to be, I'm hoping they figure it out when we get another foot of snow dumped down on us. So yesterday I filled up our giant black water tub, made sure grain was accessible, and I shoveled out a deep path through the snowbanks near the barn. Checked on hay beds, tried to shoo our ridiculous pair of geese back into the barn to no avail. People tend to get worried when they see sheep or geese out in the snow. I've had people stop at our house to ensure they're okay in blizzard-like conditions. With the exception of the baby dolls, my response every time is, they know where the barn is if they want to go in. And to be honest, I don't think that sheep mind the cold. The sheep don't mind, but I do. Don't get me wrong, I love a snuggly day with my boys and pups, curled up with a cup of tea and a good book. But I've finished the books I've been reading, The Kingkiller Chronicles. If you haven't read them, do yourself a favor and do that. And I've had enough tea. I'm ready for spring. I've been planning the garden. There are so many fence projects to be done, and I want to walk barefoot in the mud. I'm getting spring fever or cabin fever, and whichever the case is, I'm ready for spring. But looking at the forecast for today, I'd say March isn't ready to let me have it. So good luck to all of you in the Northeast preparing for 2 more very snowy days. Drive slow, play outside if you can, and make sure you think springy thoughts. Thanks for joining us for this quick meditation on homesteading, spring, and snow. We hope to have you join us for our next podcast, which is a storytelling collaboration with a guest speaker, sure to make you laugh, where we'll be talking about some animal transportation horror stories we've lived through. Again, thank you for joining us on the Barefoot Shepherdess. For pictures of our sheep, head over to our website, mintandthistle.com, or you can visit our Instagram page. Right now, we're looking for 5 names for our new ladies, so give us a comment with your favorite names. This is Jen from Mint and Thistle, and have a great day. This podcast was written and recorded by me, Jen Johnson, on Anchor, a podcast creation app you can get right on Apple's iTunes Store.